Ceremony and Death by J.D. Robb. There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. Shakespeare. We may not pay Satan reverence, for that would be indiscreet, but we can at least respect his talents. Chapter 1. Death surrounded her. She faced it daily, dreamed of it nightly, lived with it always. She knew its sounds, its scents, even its texture. She could look in its dark and clever eye without a flinch. Death was a tricky foe, she knew. One flinch, one blink, and it could shift, it could change, it could win. 10 years as a cop hadn't hardened her toward it. A decade on the force hadn't made her accept it. When she looked death in the eye, it was with the cold steel of the warrior. Eve Dallas looked at death now, and she looked at one of her own. Frank Wojcinski had been a good cop, solid. Some would have said plotting. He'd been affable, she remembered. A man who hadn't complained about the bilge disguised as food at the NYPSD eatery, or the eye-searing paperwork the job generated. Or, Eve thought, about the fact that he'd been 62 and had never made it past the rank of detective sergeant. He'd been on the pudgy side and had let his hair gray and thin naturally. It was a rare thing in 2058 for a man to bypass body sculpting and enhancements. Now, in his clear-sided view casket, with its single spray of mournful lilies, he resembled a peacefully sleeping monk from an earlier time. He'd been born in an earlier time, Eve mused.